Well, good Wednesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays with CA. I am CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. Hope everybody's doing okay on a Wednesday morning. I hope you're coffeed up, maybe you're teed up, or it almost sounds like golf, doesn't it? Or maybe you're drinking your orange juice or whatever it may be. Well, anyway, we're here to uplift you. We're here to get rid of all these negative thoughts that have probably hit you ever since Sunday night, maybe after church or whatever, when you got home and you got up on a Monday and just crazy things are happening. Hey, let me tell you, things are going to start turning around for you because we keep that faith. And you know what? I'm a believer. You're a believer. And guess what? Our friend Rick Walker's got a song out called Believer. So let's listen to that. Walker, what a way to kick off Uplifting Wednesdays with CA on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Yes, indeed. I am a believer. You're a believer. And we all are believers. Let me ask you something. I have a song here on Uplifting Wednesdays I played back in the past. And we were talking about life and how out of control it can be, right? When you give it to God, and you may think sometimes, well, I don't think that that prayer is going to be answered like I've talked about in the past. It may not be answered today. It may not be answered tomorrow. It may not even be answered until years from now. It's all in God's timing. And sometimes we get a little ahead of God, but He don't want us to get ahead of Him. Because if we just give it all to Him and say, God, here it is. It's all yours. Trollope Parris back in 1990, or back in really 1988, had a song that just makes a lot of sense. And that is, and you should always remember, God is in control. Uplifting Wednesdays. Good morning on a Wednesday. We're here to uplift you. Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show.
Sure. After a season of night falls in pushbacks, after the heartache, a wrong turns in sidetracks. Just when they think they got you game, set, match. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback. Just cause you lay low, got up slow, unsteady. Don't mean you blacked out, oh, by now you're ready. Just when they think there's nothing left running on empty. Comes a comeback. This is your time, your moment. Defend the fight, you're golden. You've come so far, keep going. Oh, here comes a comeback. Oh, you feel the lightning, the thunder, your soul shakes. Under the roar of the heaven, the tide breaks, and from the ashes you will take your place. Oh, 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 here comes a comeback.
I can't dilute what we seem to have put on the shelf. I can't speak for a
and I say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, so sorry. Wake us up, Lord. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up, Lord. Wake us up, wake us up, wake us up.
That's right, wake us up, wake us up, Lord. That's one of the new songs here by Toby Mac. I'm sorry. On Uplifting Wednesdays with CA, welcome everybody to the Uplifting Wednesday show on August. We're getting closer near the end of August. What is today? Let me look on our calendar. August the 25th. Man, this month has flown by, hasn't it? I want to remind you guys, you can always email me if you have any questions, prayer requests, anything we can help you out here at Faith Studio One in Fort Worth, Texas. That's where we're based at the iHeartRadio studio. My email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. All right, let's kick it on off. Let's keep getting uplifted here. You know, I want you to remember, even during down days, even during days that you're drained, hey, you are, I am, we are, we all are, a child of love.
I believe it.
There, Big Daddy Weave, In Christ. Really, that's a great song. When we got Christ in us, and he, you know, we accept him as personal savior, and we got him in us. He lives in us. You know, the Holy Spirit, God's three in one. He's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And he loves you guys. He does. He loves every one of us. He loves the whole entire world. He loves the sinners too as well. This next song I'm going to play up here on Uplifting Wednesdays, it can kind of be an uplift. You know, maybe someone has wronged you. Let's just use some examples. Maybe you've been through a bad marriage. Maybe you've had a bad break. Sadly, maybe you got divorced. It didn't really work out like you thought it did. And there's a grudge between you and her. Or maybe let's even go into a relationship. Maybe you were engaged. Maybe you broke up. Maybe you were dating, broke up, maybe just situations happens. And sometimes we wonder, Lord, why does that situation happen? But we got to remember that sometimes, you know, God just plants us in a season with the particular individuals, right? Or even let's just say individuals. Then he unplants you and then he plants you into another situation. The way I compare it is I remember growing up when my, we were doing gardening, my grandfather and my dad. And everybody knows that when you were unplanting something and then you had to, you know, he said, plant it here. Well, that's what God's doing. He's picking up your life and he's taking your bad situation and he's making it better. And every day you're getting closer and closer to better and better and better. So just remember that. But whoever's wronged you, whoever hurts you, and you try to make attempts to try to forgive. Matthew West has this song and we all know it. We sure do. And that is forgiveness. So if you get a chance, just try to remember. You're one of God's kids. We all are. Forgiveness, peace, and love. Uplifting Wednesdays with CA. Good morning, everybody, on a Wednesday.
Always goes to those who don't deserve. opposite of how you feel. When the pain they caused is just too real. Takes everything you have to say the word forgiveness.
Oh,
Amen. There we go. Love the Lord with all your heart, with all your strength. You got that right. That's Lincoln Brewster's song. Well, good morning, everybody. On a Wednesday, a midweek, welcome to Uplifting Wednesdays. Probably a lot of y'all are tuning in here at the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. It's going to be a hot day today, hot week, actually. And everybody's probably, when they're tuning in, they're probably thinking, what the heck is Uplifting Wednesdays? Well, we're here to uplift you. We're here to encourage you. We're going to take all these negatives out of the system today, at least while you listen to our podcast. And, you know, we just want to uplift you and let you know that there's hope and there's hope in the Lord. And on my final song before we lead off in prayer after the song on Uplifting Wednesdays, because we're getting closer to the weekend, that's how fast time flies. You know, you blink your eyes, it's Monday. You blink your eyes, it's Wednesday. You blink your eyes, it's Saturday. Then you're going to church on Sunday. Then it's back on Monday. But God wants you to enjoy your life. God wants you to be happy. Look, right now you might be discouraged. You may not know who to turn to. This particular song right now, I encourage you, go to your prayer room. Go to your prayer closet. CA, what are you talking about? Well, some people go in their closet and pray. Find an area where it's just you and God one-on-one. And focus on the song right here on Uplifting Wednesdays. It's called Linger. Linger with the Lord. Give Him your troubles. He will take care of the matter.
So I wanna go deeper. I
Linger with the Gateway Worship Team. That's a great song. You know what? And that's what we need to do. We need to linger. And I encourage you guys, even during that song, I hope you got to meditate and just talk to God. Open your heart to Him. Give Him your troubles. We're all going through trials and tribulations right now. Let me give you some encouragement before we close out. You may be waking up this morning saying, okay, it's Wednesday, it's midweek, I had a bad rap. Let me tell you, you may have a bad rap of what happened this week. You might have had a bad rap for next week. You may have all this stress with your bills, your finances. How are you going to pay for this? How are you going to pay for that? Let me tell you something. Our God can do anything. If you just give it to Him, say, Lord, take care of my matters. You know, right now, I just want to pray for you guys. I sense that there's some people right now that are struggling. We all are, aren't we? Somehow, some way, we're struggling with something. But there's somebody struggling with this particular situation, and I feel it in my heart right now. I want to pray. So in close out on Uplifting Wednesdays with CA, I want to pray for you guys. Continue to give me your positive feedback, by the way. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Share this podcast anytime, guys. We want to also thank our USO Radio Network for carrying us too as well. We love our military troops. Praying for their safety in Afghanistan. It's turmoil out there. We need to continue to pray for the people in Afghanistan too as well. So let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do for Uplifting Wednesdays. God, we just pray for our military troops, for the people in Afghanistan. Oh, Lord, it's just a mess right now over there. Lord, we just give it all to you. We know that you've got your whole hand on the whole entire world and the people. And I pray for total protection. And dear Jesus, I pray for some individuals that I feel in my heart that are just maybe going through financial situations, maybe going through heartaches, hurts, whatever it may be, etc. God, you know the whole situation. We put them all in your hands. Lord, it's a midweek. It's a Wednesday. We just felt in our heart to uplift people and encourage them. Oh God, may they just be an encourager to other people. May it be a domino effect to where they can affect someone and just give them positiveness, and then it can go to the next one. We need love back in our world. We need people that care back in the world instead of it being a dog-eat-dog world. God, you know, we know that the end of time's coming sometimes. We don't know when, but we give it all to you. We just want to enjoy our life. We want to live our life, and I pray you protect the ones that are sick. I pray, God, that this COVID stuff just evaporate and be gone. We've been praying and praying. We're not going to give up the hope of knowing this will be gone. Oh, Lord, we know there's wake-up calls that you put in our life. And God, I just pray right now. Oh, Jesus, wrap your arms around the individuals that have lost people to COVID. Oh, I had reports coming in yesterday of two individuals that I know that have died from COVID. Jesus, please wrap your arms around those individuals, their unspoken prayer request. Oh, Lord, I just thank you for just everything you do. God, we love you. Be with us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, guys, this is CA on Uplifting Wednesdays. I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side. Another thing I want you to do is enjoy life. LIFE! Y'all have a good day. Bye for now.